saw the girl in the purple A-line dress, she put her nose right up to the nose of the girl in the lemon-yellow sari, and she tapped her finger on the girl's forehead and made a sound with her mouth like a broom handle hitting an empty barrel. "Bong, bong," she said to the girl. "You already is in England, get it?" And she pointed both her index fingers down at the linoleum floor. She said, "This is England, darling. Ya na see it? Right here, yeah? This where we at already." The girl in the yellow sari went quiet. She just stared back with those green eyes like jelly moons. So the girl in the purple dress, the Jamaican girl, she said, "Here, gimme dat," and she grabbed the telephone receiver out of the sorry girl's hand. And she lifted the receiver to her mouth and she said, "Listen, wait 1 minute, please." But then she went quiet and she passed the telephone receiver to me and I listened, and it was just the dial tone. So I turned to the sorry girl. "You have to dial a number first," I said. "You understand? Dial number first, then tell taxi man where you want to go, okay?" But the girl in the sari, she just narrowed her eyes at me and pulled her see-through bag of lemon yellow a little closer to her, like maybe I was going to take that away from her, the way the other girl had taken the telephone receiver. The girl in the purple dress, she sighed and turned to me. "It ain't no good, darling," she said. "De Lord gonna call his chillen home for this one calls for a taxi." And she passed the telephone receiver to me. "Here," she said, "you better try one time." I pointed to the third girl in the queue, the one with the bag of documents and the blue t-shirt and the Dunlop green flash trainers. "What about her?" I said. "This girl is before me in the queue." "Yeah," said the girl in the purple dress, "but this woman ain't got no motivation. Ain't that right, darling?" And she stared at the girl with the documents, but the girl with the documents just shrugged and looked down at her Dunlop green flash shoes. "Ain't that the truth?" said the girl in the purple dress, and she turned back to me. "It's up to you, darling. You got to talk us out of here, for they change their mind and lock us all back up."